Hello and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It is Sunday, December 3rd, 2017. I'm Benjamin Abaya, and joining me today is my avenging twin brother, John Abaya.
Get this man a microphone.
Thank you. And I walk out in a shadow figure with a hefty beard.
That should be me then, right? It should be reversed.
Oh, yeah.
Get this man a microphone.
Oh, I said get this man a beard. Anyway, if you don't know that reference, it's from a 1980s film. No.
Okay, I'll have to say.
Or 1990s film called Avengers, starring
Uma Thurman. Yes.
I forgot their names now. I know Uma Thurman is one of them.
And someone else.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're new to the podcast, we usually discuss and give our impressions of what we watched, listened, played, or read throughout the week, and we conclude the episode with a main discussion. This week's main discussion is continuing the list of the 17 freaking awesome things of 2017. I think we only have 12 things, John.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to add something, and perhaps you're going to add something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Before we get to everything, I know we didn't have an episode last week. We were in our Thanksgiving break mode. Hopefully, you enjoyed this episode. We've done a lot of things and hope you just, sit laid back and do whatever. If you're working or exercising or drawing or I don't know, what do you do when you're listening to this podcast? Cooking? Enjoy. That's me swallowing my burps in the middle of the podcast, if it sounds weird. Before all of that, we have a trailer talk. This trailer is from an indie film that just released a trailer this past week. And so hope you enjoy. It is Avengers Infinity War.
Dread it. Run from it. Destiny still arrives.
Evacuate the city. Engage all defenses. And get this man a shield.
That is a clip from the trailer Avengers Infinity War. From IMDb plot synopsis, the Avengers and their superhero allies must be willing to sacrifice all in an attempt to defeat the powerful Thanos before his blitz of devastation and ruin puts an end to the universe. That does not sound like a independent film at all. It sounds like an experimental film, actually.
Yeah, more likely.
Yeah, in the likes of like a film like Mother or something.
Mm-hmm.
So this stars, first of all, it is directed by the Russo brothers, who are Anthony and Joe, who is last, I think the last thing they've directed was Captain America Civil War. Did you enjoy that film?
Yes, it's one of my favorite, maybe in the top three of these indie films that came out in the last decade.
Cool. That sounds interesting. This is a huge cast. I am going to attempt to name everyone, and I'm going to attempt to name everyone with the right pronunciation of their names. So if you have to correct me, John, just let me know. There's probably one or two I really do need to know how to say it. First of all, starring Robert Downey Jr., Josh Brolin, Mark Ruffalo, Tom Hiddleston, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pratt, Jeremy Renner, Elizabeth Olsen, Sebastian Stan, Benedict Cumberbatch, Paul Bentley, Kobe Smulders, Benedict Wong, Zoe Zendaya, Karen Gillan, Vin Diesel, Dave Bautista, Bradley Cooper. This is probably the one I need help on. Is Palm Clementif? Clementif?
I think you said it right.
Clementif? Clementif? Yeah. Scarlett Johansson, Benicio Del Toro, Tom Holland, Anthony Mackie, Chadwick Boseman, Danaya Gurira, I think I'm really chopping that one off, Paul Rudd, and Don Cheadle. I think there's names I did not mention in that trailer that, or in that film that's in this film.
Mm-hmm. That, I mean, you're probably missing the the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. people, the Defenders will be in there.
Yeah.
Maybe the Runaways will be probably in there. Hugh Jackman. The MCU. All of that indie movies that came out in the last 10. Yeah. Or TV shows that they do too. Yeah.
Definitely Hugh Jackman will be in there.
Yes, Hugh Jackman will be in there probably.
Yeah, his corpse will come out of the grave.
And don't forget Ryan Reynolds, the indie darling of this whole bunch.
Logan Zombie. So John, your thoughts on the trailer and are you looking forward to this film?
Yes, I'm looking forward to this film. It started 10 years ago with an idea from Kevin Feige, the person who made this machine that we have to watch every year now, three of these indie films. Did you know, fun fact, Kevin Feige was 33 when he took over this 10 years ago. He was 33, Ben. I'm 33. I don't even have an idea how to create a group of people to join in this massive this universe and stuff like that. But I'm happy he found a way to do this, because this is one of the biggest thing that I've ever seen in movies history, where you get all these different characters in this one movie. And they even said a couple of months ago, saying that they had over 60 plus characters that you know of. And I was like, ah, sure, 60 plus characters. Yeah, yeah, you guys. And then looking at this cast list, it can probably be more than that. If they actually show the Defenders and stuff like that, I would be surprised if they even mentioned them and stuff in that movie. But I'm really looking forward to this movie. The trailer, it's not the best trailer, teaser trailer. It gets all the characters there, and you kind of vaguely know what's going to happen. And we've been knowing this for the last, 10 years, that this big guy Thanos is coming with his shaved head and trying to get the Infinity gems from everyone.
But they're called stones. They're not stones.
Yeah, they're stones, not gems.
You have to be politically correct. They're stones, John.
Yeah, yes. They want to be called stones now.
They don't. They want to be called stones.
Yeah, they want to be called stones. That's what I said. Kevin Feige corrected us a long time ago. His PC indie nonsense. I'm looking forward to it. This is my last trailer for this movie. I don't want to know anything about it. I know Spider-Man is in there somehow, and he has that really gross, I don't like his suit. His suit looks really ugly. I wish they went back to the old one. He only used it twice, but he has to fight
Thanos.
And then now he has this really ugly, shiny suit that I don't really like.
But he has to fight Thanos, that's why.
I know, but I wish they went to the more traditional. I mean, it's close to the comic books. If you read the last couple of arcs, Peter Parker has a whole bunch of money, and he uses a type of suit like this with the glowy eyes, and it's similar to that almost.
But does the design look the same?
No, this looks uglier, way ugly. I know they teased it in the Homecoming, but I was like, that's the ugly suit. I don't like that suit at all. It doesn't look like a Spider-Man suit. It just looks like an Iron Man suit.
It kind of spoiled it for Thor for you, right?
Kind of. It even spoiled Banner. I know he now hits the New York area somehow.
When they reveal what Thor looks like.
Oh, yeah, the eye patch and all that junk. Yes, I know he's
And it's weird because, in context, you have no idea what's going on, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that, too. I don't know why he's on
And
that
I
show.
Wonder if people watch this without watching Ragnarok, that they think he's the new Nick Fury.
It would have been a better trailer if they did that, that scene with Thor, and then he looked behind him and he shows Guardians, and then they dip back and you see Jessica Jones, and it's like, I think they need help. It's like, oh! And then that would have been the best teaser right there.
Oh, there's a double teasing?
Yeah,
twist?
They do a double teaser where they show, either... I'm for Jessica Jones calling on the Defenders to help them, because it's in New York again. It seems like there's another threat in New York.
Yeah, but you never know when the Defenders take place. It could be taking place before Age of Ultron. And
no,
I'm just trying to. My opinion is that I like it. I like the trailer. I think they hit all the marks. I think when Black Panther's character, I forgot his name now. Why is it what's his real identity? I forgot. Chadwick Boseman's real, I forgot. Anyway, when he said get that man a shield, I think that's like the point.
That's the meme that, I mean, that's a, everyone's using that meme now.
Yeah. Like,
every year, there's always, whenever an Avengers trailer comes out, the internet just picks up a little thing from the trailer and makes it into a meme. Like, the Civil War was, what is it that the meme where it's Captain America this, Iron Man this, Civil War, like, yeah, you know, whatever that thing is.
But yeah, it's a very fascinating, I guess, trailer just to see everyone from the past 10 years accumulating to this. And then I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. That's cool. I think it's going to have a dry villain again, and it's... And we're just going to accept it. No, but
they've been building his character up in the last 10 years, Ben. You know that, right?
He's doing,
you know,
it for death. And we don't know who this person who's death
is. Yes, or his little crew of people. I don't know.
I think they're called the Dark Shadows or something like that.
Like, you get a hint of them
in there. They're basically the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like, who are they?
They're basically like the Guardians of the Galaxy, but the dark ones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, it comes out in May. Before that, I think I'm more looking forward to the Black Panther, even though this trailer kind of spoils what happens in Black Panther now.
Where does Black Panther go?
It comes out in March.
March, April. Oh, it's only 2 months apart? Wow.
Yeah, or February. Probably February. I'll probably be wrong. Okay. Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know it was that soon. I thought Black Panther came out after Avengers. It's kind of weird to tease Avengers then before Black Panther comes out.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Like, I feel like they've never done it this way, but I think people are just, you know, impatient.
The correct way they should have done it, though, like the best one I seen was in after Captain America, where he's punching the bag, the first Avenger, and you see him getting, you know, angry, Chris Evans, and then all of a sudden it shows the actual trailer for Avengers.
Oh yeah,
they should have done that with Black Panther and show the trailer for Infinity Wars.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of cool. But yeah, so that is the trailer of the Avengers Infinity War. So looking forward to that. They have one more in 2019. I think it's a continuation to this. Who do you think will die in this film?
I say half the cast.
I say I put my money on all of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think half the cast are over 40 years old.
Oh, that's a lot of people.
Yes.
That's like majority of everyone.
Yeah, Peter Parker will rule the Avengers.
Yeah. With the Black Panther.
Yeah, with Black Panther and what's her name?
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, Miss Marvel and America and... I forgot
the Scarlet Witch,
the robot dude, Vision.
No, I think Vision's going to die in there.
Die?
Yeah.
Not before he has his own movie.
Probably. We'll see.
Yeah.
So that is May of 2018. John, you've done a couple of things too. What did you do this past couple of weeks?
Yes, I played a game and I also watched a movie. I'll talk about the movie first. Because I want to talk about movies and this part of the of our conversation. Yes, so I watched a new movie that's based on a book by Jack Thorne, and it's a really nice movie, and it's called Wonder.
I'd like to be able to control the weather.
That would be your superpower?
That sounds pretty lame.
What would you do?
I'd be invisible.
You're the toughest kid in that school. Show them.
You can't blend in when you were born to stand out.
About having plastic surgery.
Dude, this is after plastic surgery. It takes a lot of work to look this good.
So, Wonder stars Jacob Tremblay, Owen Wilson, Isabella Vidovic, Julia Roberts, Mark Dosla, Rakia Bernard, Jennifer March, Mandy Patinkin, and Noah Jupe, and Bryce Geiser. And it is a movie. It's about a young boy named August Pullman, and he has a face show. I forgot what they call it. Part of the parents' genetics made his face very like abnormal. Not abnormal. I don't want to say that, but he was born with a. I forgot the name of the thing they called it. It's called mandibulofacial dysostosis. I'm probably saying that wrong, but basically when he was born, his face was disfigured in the way where they had to do surgeries, but he doesn't have a regular face, or quote unquote normal, if you want to say that, face. But he is a kid that is going into junior high, and he was homeschooled most of his whole life from his mom, and he's going to junior high to a new school that he doesn't know, and it's his basically growing up, and not growing up, but how it was for that first year for him. And it's a very nice heartwarming movie that I really enjoyed. I watched it with my son. He actually is the one that wanted to watch it because he watched the trailer a while ago, and he wanted to watch it because it's about bullying in the way about how we treat kids who are different in a different way because they're just different and stuff like that. And then the movie caught me off surprise because I thought the movie was it was only about the kid, Augie, or August, his name. But it's also about his family and friends and how this one kid can change all their lives. And also the word wonder, always like, oh, what is it really about? And then the way I came out of the movie, it made you wonder, not just by the boy, like how his life is, but before you judge or do anything bad, bully or whatever, especially you kids who are listening to this podcast right now, you have to wonder what that person's going through. And even the bullies sometimes have harder lifestyles too, then wonder like, why are they doing that? And maybe we, you know, get along and stuff like that. It's a really nice movie. I really liked it. I want more people to watch this with their kids and just show them like, this is how human beings should be, like treating each other and stuff like that. I cried so many times in this movie. I'm very emotional in sad ways, but more if there's a lot of joyful moments, and especially joyful moments that are established well and like deserving. Like there's a lot of moments in here, and there's a one trope that I did not expect to come out of this that I was like really sad about, and I was like, oh, this trope is in this movie too. And it's not a bad thing, it's just I didn't expect it to be in this movie. And yeah, it just caught me off guard. I say watch this movie if you want like a really heartwarming movie about overcoming you know, bullies and stuff.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I actually think the director made one of my favorite films, The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Oh, yes. You told me that right after I told you I watched this film. And I haven't seen that movie, but he's really good at making films of coming of age. That's what.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll probably watch that too. I always wonder what that film is. I've seen the book cover from the like Barnes and Noble, and
yes, the one with the eye.
Yes. And then I never knew it was about that. Like,
it make you wonder what the book is about?
Yeah, it does. There's another film that has like a similar title called Wonderstruck, and it has similar plot, but it's about a deaf girl. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. So the other thing I did too over the past week is play a new game. I'm just gonna talk about this real quick. It's not new, but it's newer this year because I recently bought a Switch, but I also played Splatoon 2. And that was one of their songs from the game. If you guys know, it's not English they talk, or they don't say English words in the song. They just wow, whatever that thing is. But it's a sequel to a Wii U game from a couple of years ago, and it's very fun. I really enjoyed it. It's a multiplayer shooting game, but instead of like the objectives of killing people, or not killing, but destroying, or yeah, killing the opponent, it's more of how much you can paint most of the time. There's different modes in this game. You can customize your characters. Each hat, shirt, and shoes is a different combo of things that you can customize and get better abilities in, and that's fun to play with. And it's just really fun just to paint around. And there's the game type called Turf War. That's the main one, where in which you paint and more paint around the area than your opponent. And then the more painted area that you have for your team, then you win the game. And I have to mention too, this is a Nintendo product, so you only can play this on the Nintendo Switch. I forgot to say. But there's also other ones where it's like King of the Hill. There's a lot of King of the Hill type of game modes where you have to stand in one place, but you have to make sure that one area is painted. You just don't just stand there killing your opponent. You have to make sure that area is your color the whole time for the next like minute or so, and then you win the game. Or I think it's like almost 2 minutes, it has to stay your color. But that's fun too. And then the campaign, I'm not done with it, but it's pretty difficult. Part one was difficult because it's a platforming, and this game's not really made for a platforming game, but you do jump around a lot with your paint guns and destroying these tentacles, I think, or not squid, but octopus is like the enemy, and salmons are the enemies. The fish salmon are enemies. And they also have a new mode called Salmon Run. That's pretty fun. It's basically a, what do you call that in Gears of War? A horde mode where, three waves of very difficult enemies will come against you. Very difficult game type. I thought it would be easy in the beginning, but it's really hard to actually level up in that and get your reward. Most of the time you get reward is just another fashion thing, like a shoe or hat, or you get a ticket, and this ticket helps you power up your weapons too and stuff. But there's a whole bunch of other like meta game inside this game too, that if you're older you'll understand, but if you're young, if you just want to like paint all day and become a squid or a kid, this is the game for you. My kids love it right now. They're I'm helping them level up, because sometimes it's too difficult, because this game came out a couple of months ago, earlier this year, and these people already leveled up, so they're behind. So I'm trying to help them get their levels up so they can play more fun games with other people. But yeah, Splatoon 2 on the Nintendo Switch, I highly recommend it especially if you have little kids that you don't want them to play anything too bloody or gory on your console. And if you have a Nintendo Switch, go get it. I'm not paid by Nintendo to say that.
And with that raving review, we would like to thank Nintendo and our sponsor, Nintendo of America, for...
Yes, so go to nintendo.com/TFA to get... No, you don't get anything. I don't even think that's a real link.
I don't think you can buy stuff off their website anyway.
No, I don't think they do like... what do you call those codes from like...
Promo codes. I watched your sons play this game. I've played the first one a little bit. It's fun and entertaining. I think I just don't have the patience to paint the entire world. It reminds me of the mechanic from Super Mario Sunshine.
Yep, it is that. No, that little.
It feels
flood.
An expansion to that always when I always watch it. But the sequel looks far better looking, and the visuals is more popping because of the color palette of the whole game.
They really went into the whole Nickelodeon Gak. 90s motif, because even the loading screen is that type of thing. They even have a level that looks like that. What's that game in Nickelodeon where you like climb Guts?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Do you think they'll expand the gaming, I guess? Like, do you think they'll have a third game, or do you think there will be like a story mode at one point? Is there a story mode in this game?
There's
actually
a small campaign mode about what happened to the original. So there, in part one, there used to be these squid girls. I forgot their names, but one of them disappeared. So the whole campaign is to figure out what happened to her.
Whoa, is it? But it's not like a noir, right?
No. It's mostly like you go into these different areas just finding clues of what happened to her. And then her friend's like, oh, you have to find her and stuff like that. She's very depressed in a weird way. It's depressed in an odd way where she's not really helping you. She's just like guiding you, and that's it.
Would you like to see a game like Super Mario Odyssey, like in that type of like robust for Splatoon?
Yeah, they can do it. Like it can be Mario and stuff. I mean, but I don't want Nintendo to just copy another thing, like their own game. Yeah. Yeah, it would be cool if they have Mario in the game, just as with Flood and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, that's true. That would have been cool. I wonder if it's going to be a Smash Brother character soon.
I think they have. No, they didn't. Yeah, Miis can dress up as them, and then that's it.
You can't play your Miis in Smash Brothers, though.
Yes, you can.
Oh,
I
didn't know that.
Yeah, you can dress them up too, like into certain characters. Huh,
that's interesting. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So that is a Splatoon 2 only for the Nintendo Switch. Yeah, I did a couple things this past week. I watched several things, events in person. I'll talk about the first thing I did. I went with my girlfriend and our friends. We watched the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Have you ever heard about that, John?
I heard of them, but I always wanted to watch. Every year, we're like, we should watch them because they always come here around Christmas time to Sacramento.
Yeah, so they mainly do Christmas music, and they do renditions with, like, it's basically like prog rock, like progressive rock, in a sense of like an orchestra is behind them too, but a lot of guitar and drums, and you know, it's basically that, but they're doing Christmas songs. And it's one of the weirdest experiences I've ever felt or been in the, when it comes to a concert. First of all, the fans are like still most of the time. They're usually elderly people, probably also like people in their 50s or 40s also. Also, like, the music is very like headbanging, and you just see people just still. I'm not judging them, it was just odd being among them, and then myself and my friends, we were all like kind of like grooving to it. And it's about a 2.5 hour show. The first hour is mainly their Christmas theme music. The second hour is like their weird progressive rock stuff, which I enjoy far, you know, better than their first hour of Christmas music. I'm okay with Christmas. I'm more like a Charlie Brown Christmas type of fellow. But yeah, like the weird stuff, it got weird, and I don't want to ruin it for anyone. Let's just say it went from just the most nonsensical things ever put together, which was really impressive. Like the music is really impressive. And then their stage presence and their show, the showmanship is really great. The graphics, the lighting, it's like a light show too, in a way. It's done all well. I highly recommend attending one of this. I know recently they've faced like two tragic events in the band, and it was tough for them to like do this tour, I guess. They mentioned it during like the last song and whatnot. So I really recommend Trans-Siberian Orchestra. After that, we went to another event, and it's one of my favorite photographers, recent photographers, like modern photographers. We went to a Q&A and discussion with Pete Souza. For those who don't know who he is, he was the White House photographer for President Barack Obama when he did his 8-year terms. He was also the photographer when he was a senator before that. So it was really great to hear a bunch of stories, or listen to a bunch of stories about him and his, I guess he had no limits when he was a photographer. He went through every classified meeting. He's not allowed to say whatever, but he had the right to photograph every moment in his life. It was wonderful to hear about a president who had like empathy, good stories, a human president, I guess you could say. It was one of the best Q&A's and discussions I've heard. He went through, because he has a book of photos he just released. It's called titled Obama an intimate moment, I believe. I know it's something intimate moment, which is really good if you ever want a really good photography book, especially about for a president. That I would recommend that. I know it's been tradition. I was he told that there should be, ever since 50 years ago, there's always been a White House photographer. He used to be the photographer for Reagan, so Pete Souza.
Wow.
Yeah,
so he has a really,
yeah, so he's seen life. The both, like a sort of like dichotomy of different points of views when it comes to the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I recommend his book, Pete Souza, Obama, An Intimate Moment. I think it's an intimate moment. I might, you know, correct myself. But yeah, so John, we are moving to the main discussion. This week's main discussion is adding to the list of the 17 freaking awesome things in 2017. We only have 12 things. The year's almost over. We only have like a couple weeks left. So I'm going to run down the list really quick. This is in no order whatsoever. Resident Evil 7, Biohazard, Ren Hong, Get Out, Samurai Jack, John Wick, Chapter 2, Master of None, Season 2, SpaceX, The Reuse of Rockets, Rick and Morty's April Fool's episode, Players Unknown's Battleground, Kendrick Lamar's album, Damn, and Deezus and Marrow. That is included their Vice, I think it's their Vice television show, and their podcast, The Bodega Brothers. So, do you want to take anything out? Do you want to add anything to this list, John? What would you like to do?
I will add one thing up to the list, and that thing would be a video game. It's a game I played earlier this year on the Wii U, and I love it. It was one of my favorite games in the beginning, but I haven't played in a while, but I'm going back to it because there's DLC for it, and I'm talking about Zelda Breath of the Wild. Correction, it's called The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. I forgot to say it that way. But yeah, I've talked about this game in the past this year, and it's the best Zelda game. One of the best Zelda games I've played. Link to the Past is still my favorite. This is probably the second, and Ocarina of Time in that order. But yeah, I probably changed that order like 3 times in this year. It's what I wanted in the Zelda game. Free roaming, do what you want, use any weapon, climb anywhere. And I can't wait till other games copy this playstyle in Grand Theft Auto and Skyrim and all that other games like that. Because climbing is fun, and just climbing anywhere you can go is just really fun. And all these little hidden areas that you find reminds me, or Mario Odyssey reminds me a lot like Zelda, and they learn from each other. And yeah, can't wait. I can't wait for the DLC. I mean,
I played a couple of minutes of this game. I think
you
I did
died
it
many times.
Huh?
You died when you.
I played it in a way where I wasn't following the rules of the world, and I just went on about. And I think that's the best part about the game, right? Because it's
There's no real rules. There's physics in the game that, you know, are the rules, but you can basically do anything to try to get what your goal is.
Yeah, but there are setbacks if you don't have a certain item, if your strength, or you don't have the ability to do certain things, then you can't really do everything. So it is like, you know, it's a great open world game, I think. I'm willing to play that anytime whenever you're done.
Okay.
I want to do a correction. It's Pete Souza's An Intimate Portrait. Obama, An Intimate Portrait. Is there anything else you want to add to the list?
That's it for now.
Yeah, so I am going to add the film Lady Bird. I talked about this film earlier a month ago. It's a film directed and written by Greta Gerwig. It stars I forgot how you say her name now. Anyway, I literally forgot how you say her name. Miss Ronan. For those who haven't watched it, it is about a teenage girl. It's a coming of age film and set in Sacramento, California, about her mother and, you know, about growing up, not only in Sacramento, California, but just living a life here. And she has like some backs and forth with her mother. I think it's a wonderful indie film. I think it's going to get a lot of Oscar buzz for mostly the screenplay and directing, probably. She's a really up-and-coming filmmaker. Wonderful to see her growth the past 10 years, and looking forward to everything. So that is
it a original screenplay?
It is an original screenplay. Ah. So I think that's she'll get that. And it's wonderful to see her coming from Sacramento and being this. It's kind of inspiring in a way. So it's Lady Bird that is out right now, and that is Breath of the Wild. Zelda, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. So that is 13 and 14. We could probably add two more things or three more things before the year's over.
Let's do it next week, Ben. Let's not like skip a week and do it next week.
Yeah, we could do that. We could probably invite a couple guests to. This list is a combination of our guests too. So this is not just us. It's the definitive 17 most awesome things from our guests this past year and whatnot. I think that's it for the episode. So if you have any suggestions, recommendations, email us at contacts@thefreakingawesome.com. Follow us on Twitter at TFA Now. We have a Facebook page, The Freaking Awesome. Of course, we have our webpage, thefreakingawesome.com. All our episodes are on iTunes or any of those podcast streaming devices that you guys love listening to stuff. John, where can they find you on the internet?
On Twitter at AbayaArts, in which I'm posting all the video games I've been playing. And wait till 2008, because I'm changing the format a little bit, and I want to see if I'll go viral.
That's kind of weird that you're going to go back in time to do all that.
Yes, I will invent Twitter and only let certain people on that are not tweeting all the time about things like, you know, just stuff.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Benjamin Abaya. You can find all of us again. I usually do this. I just realized the order is wrong. But thefreakingawesome.com, of course. So that is it. So I'm Benjamin Abaya.
I'm John Abaya.
And this has been the Freaking Awesome Podcast.